from Sfira Yisrael, there should be a special schus for Gilas Hashana, Bas Necha Gittel. The Gaonim, brought in the Rambam in Malveh Velova Perek Tav Halachah Gimel and other Rishonim, write that even if a Malveh already collected Ribis, the Mechila of the Lova is not affected to pater the Malveh from returning it to the Lova. And the reason is because Ribis is always Mechila. But the Torah wasn't Mochel, the Torah asked such Mechila. And therefore Mechila is not effective for Ribis. That's the Shita of the Gaonim brought by the Rambam, but the Rosh doesn't agree. And so paskins the Rambam, according to the parish of the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam brings the Gaonim, but the Rambam himself paskins, and so paskins the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samach, that the Mechila is not effective to take the Ribis originally, because every Ribis is Mechila, obviously, you cannot take it in the first place, but if he already took Ribis, then Mechila is permitted. He could be mochel, and then he patters him just like Gezel. So that's the machlokas rishonim. After the mechilas, after ribis is given, is mechila. If before the ribis is given, is mechila effective? After the ribis is given, is mechila effective? According to the gaonim, no. Can it be mochel even after ribis is given? You have to give it back. And according to the rishonim, yes, ribis is effective after the. Mechila is effective after the Ribis was already given. Now the reason of the Gaonim that Mechila is not effective for Ribis even after it was given because the Torah asserted it, which is by the way a Chiddush, because the Torah asserted it in the first place, maybe after it was already given, maybe the Torah says you can forgive it. So the Ritva explains as follows. Tvias ribis lohavi kishar tvias begezel kagezel begezel veona bechayotze behem the islay al chavre shibud mamon elchi v'shachiy v'tor lachzirus shabala the chiyuv v'derama alei rachmanu ukinyan chov lemandemar pias b'abal chov mitzvah shibud lav deraisa el dasim mikedin mamon lechaver amani mechila v'alach l'shemayim uchay v'kevin shkain lotolo mechirus chaveru. Says the Ritva that tvias ribis is not like other tvias like gezel and ona. That you have in your friend the Shibin Mama. But rather, it's the Torah is obligating you. So it's a mitzvah. It's a din l'shamayim. And therefore, mechila is not effective. In other words, what the Gaonim mean when they say kol ribis shebaola mechila is that since kol ribis shebaola mechila, but the Torah asked for this mechila, so from this is muchach that the isser of the kichas ribis and the chiyuv to be machzir of the ribis is not begeder din mamon, shuchayv lachavero. But rather, it's an inyan v'isr shatora tila ala malveh begeder mitzvah v'chiyuv l'shamayim. He's meshubad l'gavoa. It's to Hashem. And therefore, mechila is not defective for ribis even after the malveh was mekabel. Because he's not yotzei dechovos l'shamayim until he returns the isr shabola like the Ritva writes. So what's the svar of the Rush? In the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that Mechila Baribis is effective. So it could be that they also hold that Chiyuv Hachzaras Ribis is a Chiyuv Deram Rachman Aleh. And it's not mishum shibud. It's not mitam shibud mamon. But it's what the Torah placed on this person. Nevertheless, it's not that he's chayev to shemayim, and therefore mechila won't help. But rather, ram rachmana chiyuv alei. The Torah is mechayev him to be machzir the mamon. In other words, he's mischayev mitzad this mitzvah in a chiyuv lachavera. And on this, mechila is effective. So according to the Gaonim, this is a chiyuv l'shamayim. Therefore, mechila is not effective. According to the Gaonim, it's a Chiyuv L'Shamayim, and therefore Mechila is not effective. But according to the Rosh and other Rishonim, it's a Chiyuv from Shamayim, but Benad L'Chavera, and therefore Mechila is effective. The Ritva says, and we quoted before, that Dina Machzaras Ribis is because of Chiyuv de Rama Rachmana Alei, Tzami Tam Shibud Mamam, and he compares it to Priyas Baal Chov Mitzvah. He compares it to the obligation of somebody to pay a debt. And the Ritva was Mechalik Ladas HaGaonim between Priyas Baal Chov and Achzaras Ribis. Priyas Baal Chov, there's a Din Mamam Lachavero. And Mechila is effective. Now, just like Priyas Baal Chov is a mitzvah, this is a mitzvah. The chilek is that Priyas Baal Chov is a mitzvah, but the malve can be mochel. It's a mitzvah l'shamayim, but it's given over to man to be mochel. But here, it's l'shamayim. Here, you can't be mochel it at all. Because here, it's like, when it comes to ribs, it's like Yahweh Hashem. So you can't be mochel that ribis, and you have to give it back. And the sheet of the Rosh is like the Ritva said about Priyas Baal Chov. That yeah, it's a mitzvah l'shamayim, but it's a mitzvah l'shamayim that Hashem gave over to man. And he said, if you want to be mochel, you could be mochel. Just like Priyas Baal Chov, you could be mochel. So yes, it's a mitzvah, but you could be mochel because I'm giving it over to you. It's up to you if you want to obligate this person in the mitzvah. So you see that there's a mitzias of chiyuv mamon shel hashamayim ul chayuv, and nevertheless he's mitzchayiv mitzad this mitzvah b'chiyuv l'chavero. In other words, the geder chiyuv l'shamayim is tashlum l'chavero. Ubenogei l'ribis nechleku agonim v'arosh. What the geder of ribis is, according to the Rosh, this is the hesber of brought in the Likutei Sichas. According to the Rosh, the chiyuv is lachavero, chiyuv l'shamayim of tashlum and lachavero. And according to the Gaonim, no, it's kula l'shamayim, and therefore a person doesn't have the right to be mochel. So based on this mahalach, we can explain, says Rav Leibel Shapir, Rosh Yeshiva in Miami Beach, we can explain, I'm always misspelling. People are from Miami Beach and they can learn. I'm saying when I was in Miami Beach numerous times, it's, you know, with the sunshine and the beach and everything, it's a little hard to learn. But you see, Talmidei Chacham Muflagim in Miami Beach. So with this Mahalach, we can explain the Sugis HaGemara and Baba Kama, Memam and Aleph. The Gemara there says, Desan Yevanasan Pidyon Nafshay. Talking about paying the kofir. When someone's sure killed someone else. So what does it mean, Venasan Pidyon Nafshoy? So one opinion is Tmei Nizak. Rabbi Yishmael, first it says Tmei Nizak. You pay the amount of money of the person who died. Rishon Midrash Rabbi Yochanan broke armor, no. Nafsho is Tmei Mazik. Tmei Nafsho Shel HaMazik, Tmei Atzma. My love, Bahaka Mifli, maybe this is the Machlokas. The Rabbanim Savri Kof from Ramonu. The rabbis hold that the Mazik is Chayef in Mishalim to the Yorshi HaMeis, what he was Mazik. And therefore he has to pay the value of the Meis. And Rabbi Yishmael, Menashe Yochanan Broka, says no. Krufa Kapara. It's a Kapara on the Mazik. And therefore he pays his own value. And this way he's Machapara on himself. Rav Papa says no, it's not the machlokas. Everybody holds that kofar is kapara. Everybody holds that this kofar he's paying is a kapara. So, what's the machlokas then? Rabbis hold benidus nizik shemina, that you omdim es shovi hanizak, aydei shamazik mishalim shovi zeh. How does he get his kapara? By paying the Dmei Nizik. And the other opinion says he gets his kapara by paying his own value. Gemara says, Vayter, what's the reason of Rabbanan? They say by the Nizik, because we, it says Shisa, it says Kasha Yashis Velav Bali Isha Lamata. And you know, Mazik Isha Hara and her Uber died, you have to pay the Mevla this to Baila. And it says Shisa and Kofi Yusha Salav Lamaila and Kofi Sharmua Chehemis Adam. So we darshan. Mala Lanagabi the Mevla this, we say by the Nizik. He has to pay the Mevla this Shemesu.
Afkan by the Nizik. You're also by the Nizik. Shumbiroka says no.
Nasim Pidjan Nafsho Ksiv. Says Pidjan Nafsho. He has to be pulled his own nefesh, so he pays his own value.
And the rabbis say, yeah, it says Pidjan Nafsho. What's the pidjan of his nefesh? Bidin Izik. So the Chora, it's hard to understand the svar of the rabbis.
That even though it's kapara, like it says v'nasan pidyon nafsho, nevertheless, when you assess b'dinizik shemina. But why, if he's giving a kapara, should he play the dmei nizik? It's pidyon nafsho. It's his own nefesh. It's a pidyon for his nefesh. Why would you pay dmei nizik? It's not mammon that he's being mashlim the chisaron of the nezik. If it was mammon, then pay the chisaron of the nezik. But here it's a kapara. So the kapara should be lechor to be mechaper for himself, for his own nefesh. So pay the value of your own nefesh, not of the nefesh of the nizik. So it's a little bit hard to understand the svar of the rabbanan. But based on what we explained, the svar of the machlokas about ribis, we can say that the machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan ben Broka and the rabbis is similar to the machlokas in the Gaon and the Rush, because by kofar you can say that the whole inyan is kapara chiv l'shamayim, and there's no tashlimit at all. Or you can say no, it's a chiv l'shamayim, it's a kapara, but the kapara is to pay the dmei nizik, to pay for the nezik, like ribis l'das harash, that it's a chiv l'shamayim to pay tashlimit to a person. Because so sof nera gadam v'yesh b'zeh nezik, and the Torah says that he's miskaper by paying tashlum to the nizik, to the yoresh, so he pays dmei nizik. So that's the machlokas. The kuli alma kufra kapara, everybody holds it's a kapara. The only machlokas is, what's the gather of this kapara? Yishmo ben Osher b'yochum and Broka says, it's not a kapara. It's only chiv l'shamayim, so pay your own nefesh. What does dmei nizik have to do with it? Hashem the Chama holds a chiv l'shamayim to be mashlim chisaron and ezek, and therefore he pays the main ezek. And based on this, miken oich farstein hemshech devrei Gemara sham
bo minei.
Shor shel shnei shutfin, kates of mishalmin kofer. So we can explain the Gemara that asks. Rav Acha asked Rav Nachman, a shor of two partners that killed a person, how do they pay the kofer? Mishalim hai kofer v'hai kofer. If they both pay kofer shalim. Can't be, because kofer echad amar achmana v'lo shnei kofer, you only get one and not two. And if you say hai chatzi kofer v'hai chatzi kofer, half and half, but it says kofer shalim amar achmana v'lo chatzi kofer, you have to pay kofer shalim and not a half a kofer. So how does it work? What are you going to pay? Can't pay two, you can't pay half.
The Gemara says, "Vayter Adiyasa v'kamayim ba." Rav Nachman was mayin the shayla.
Amalei, so Rav Acha asked him another shayla. Tanan, we're learning Erchin. Chai be'Erchin, somebody says Erki alai, and he has to pay the base of Mikdash, his Erech HaKotzuv b'Torah. And Mashkin and Osan, the Gizbor takes from their Nechasim, a Mashkin, Bal Korchon, in order they should be Mishalim their Chov. So Chai be'Erchin, Mashkin Osan. Chai be'Chatos v'Shom, same Mashkin Osan. The person's chayav chatos and anashim, since it's well the kapara, they're gonna not gonna be hold themselves back from being makriv, and therefore there's no need to be mashkin them. Take a mashkon bal korcha. So now Rav Acha bar Yankov asks, chayav kufrin mai? Somebody whose axe killed a person, are you mashkin him or not? It's adichah came the kapara chatos anashim davin machim machim or alei ilavei. Since it's a kapara, it's like a chatos and anashim. It's chomer be'enav. He wants to be miskaper. He's going to pay himself, and he wants to be mashkinim. Maybe no. Maybe de lechaveir deboy lemisvele. Since he needs to be meshiv lechaveir when hanizik schum shel kofer. Mamonu v'lo legavohu. It's considered mamon lenizik. It's not considered lechvod Hashem, and it's not so chomer. And you have to be mashkinim. Inami, another tzad. Another reason for the second side, kevin du lo chata, umenu da azik. Since the mazik himself didn't sin, it's assured that was mazik. Lo chomer mil si levei oba mashkune. It's not so chomer him, and you have to be a mashkine. Amalei shafkun estagar b'kamaisa. He says, leave me alone. I was already thinking about the first shayla. I want to add another one. Interesting gemara. So it could be that these two tzadim are telling what we said. Since we pass him like the Rabbanan, that he's chayav to pay the main nizik, so Kofra has two inyanim. Tzadachat it's a kapara, it's not a gedar moment, and it's chayav lechavero. Tzad sheni, the tochen of the mitzvah l'shamayim is that he should pay the chisar and nezek lechavero. And therefore, how do you look at it? Tzadachat it's a kapara, it's like chatas v'asham, so it's chomer to him, because it's an inyan l'shamayim. On the other hand, since lechavrehu debay l'misvele, he has to give it to his friend. So it's like mammon, it's not like gavo, it's not so chamor. Because he has to be mashlim chisar and chaveru. So therefore it's begeder mammon b'nei b'nei adam. And therefore it's not so chamor, you have to be mashkin him. With this we can also explain Tosfos, but I'm hoping that b'siyata d'shmaya we get to that in the next shir, li neder. Hashem should give us the koach, the moch, and the simchas chaim. But in the meantime, we saw some very interesting inyanim, the inyan hachzaras ribis, together kofer. Hopefully we'll be zochet to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.